Last weekend, I went to a dinner party in Mackinac Island at the home of a longtime state office holder who was a Democrat. Nearly all the guests were dyed-in-the-wool Democrats, and they began discussing next year's race for governor. They agreed that Rick Snyder, whose policies they all loathed, was almost certain to be defeated next year. I didn't say anything until someone asked. "The election is a long way away," I said, "but if I had to bet, I would say there's a 70% chance Snyder will be reelected." Well, it suddenly felt like I'd whipped out a skunk and set him down at the table. "What was I saying?" someone asked. "Didn't I know how strongly the unions hated Snyder because of right to work? Didn't I realize the resentment that people felt because he's now taxing their pensions? What about Detroit?" Well, yes, I know all those things. I also know the governor is now running behind his likely Democratic opponent, Mark Schauer, in some polls, even though most have no idea who Schauer is. However, I also know that John Engler was intensely unpopular after his first year in office. A year before the election, Democrats were so sure he was a goner that several heavyweights got into a major primary battle for their nomination. The winner was a popular congressman from Kalamazoo. But when the votes were counted, Engler had more than 60%. Being an incumbent is a tremendous advantage. Ever since Michigan went to a four-year term back in the 60s, no sitting governor has ever been denied a second term. That doesn't mean it won't happen, but the odds are against it, and the moral of the story is this. We need to try and see beyond our own prejudices. We should all spend time with people who do not think just like us. The weekend after the 2004 election, I went to a party full of bewildered liberals. "I don't know a single person who voted for George W. Bush. How could he have been reelected?" one said. The answer was, because there are a lot of people he hadn't bothered to get to know. Liberals are not the only ones capable of self-delusion. On election day last year, I was on a radio show with a conservative who predicted we wouldn't know the outcome for days. I knew better. Obama was at home playing basketball. Romney was frantically rushing around the country. All day long, I got emails from conservatives who told me that very soon I would see that Americans were poised to overwhelmingly reject the hated Obama. At 4 the next morning, one of them told me that the election had been hijacked by communist Muslims. What worries me most is this. I fear of politically becoming two Americas who don't talk to each other in everyday life or in Congress. They used to tell the story about a freshman congressman who called the other party the enemy. No, he was admonished by a party elder. They're not the enemy. They're the opposition. I'm not sure anyone would tell him that today. But I am sure someone should.